This is the Uptick Newswire Stock Day Podcast, sponsored by InvestorsHangout.com. Subscribe to us on iTunes, Google Play, and YouTube to stay up to date on penny stock news and interviews, public information on OTC, pink sheets, and microcap stocks from around the world, with your host, Everett Jolly.
On today's show, I'm bringing you a brand new company and a brand new guest. And I'll tell you what, I think they're a hidden gem. They're trading around 15, 16 cents a share. And their claim to fame is they're going to turn a natural gas into liquids. We're talking no other than Greenway Technologies, Inc. They trade on the OTCQB, ticker symbol GWTI. And with us today is the CEO of the company, Patrick Six. Patrick, welcome to the show.
Great to be with you this morning.
You know, give my listeners a little bit about statement of who you guys are and what you do out there.
Well, Greenway Technologies, of course, is a publicly traded company, and we have been around since back in 2009 originally, and we have a technology that actually can take natural gas and turn it to a synthetic gas and then move it through a Fischer-Tropsch process and make a high-cetane diesel or jet fuel. And the reason that's so important is normal diesel is 42 to 43 cetane. And what we're doing is we're creating a product that is a blend stock. And the cetane rating is between 81 and 83. And that was established by Core Labs, which is a good benchmark laboratory that tests fuel. What we've done in this space is many, many companies worldwide have tried to be successful with gas to liquids, but they've never found a way to convert the natural gas to synthetic gas on the front end economically. And what we've done is we have partnered with the University of Texas at Arlington as our R&D department, and we have a lab in the university where we literally take the natural gas from the city supply and the wall from UTA and convert it to synthetic gas and then move it through a process known as Fischer-Tropsch. And we create a liter to a liter and a half of diesel every day.
I got a couple questions for you, if you don't mind me interjecting.
Absolutely.
Where do you find the natural gas at? And two, what is exactly synthetic gas?
A synthesis gas. I'll answer question two first, and then I'll tell you the question one.
Okay.
Synthesis gas. Anybody who is trying to deal in gas to liquids has to convert natural gas to synthetic gas, which is two parts hydrogen, one part carbon monoxide.
Okay.
Now, there are three basic methods to do that are used worldwide, and that is steam methane reforming, which is by far the most common and traditional, autothermal reforming, and partial oxidation. But utilizing all three of those is extremely expensive. And so it is not proven economical. What we have done is we've come up with a new technology called fractional thermal oxidation. And we can take that natural gas and convert it to exactly two parts hydrogen, one part carbon monoxide, where the other methods were three parts hydrogen, one part carbon monoxide, and they'd have to burn off that other hydrogen molecule. We don't have to do that.
Okay.
Okay. Now, to answer your first question, where is the gas?
Absolutely.
Well, it's real simple. In the United States, we're referred to as the Saudi Arabia of natural gas.
Really?
However, yes, there's more natural gas in the lower 48. 1.4 quadrillion cubic feet of gas. There's more gas in the lower 48 states. And what we can do, 50 to 60% of all the natural gas in this country is what is called stranded. And that means the gas cannot get to market for one of two reasons. There's either not a pipeline and a gathering system around it to get to market, or the pipelines in the area are running at full capacity. So there's no way that that gas can get to the market. What we can do with our technology and our registered G reformer, which is the front end technology, we can convert that natural gas to synthetic gas and then move it through a Fischer Tropsch, which Fischer Tropsch has been around for over 90 to 100 years. It was developed by two German scientists, Fischer and Tropsch. And what they did, they converted coal to diesel, and the German war machine in World War II was run off of what were termed FT plants. They were Fischer Tropsch plants where they converted coal to diesel, and the Panzer tanks of the German, of the Third Reich,
right,
were run off of that.
Huh.
Now, we partly won the war because the Allied forces bombed all of the FT plants in East Germany and the Eastern Bloc countries. So we've stopped the fuel supply of the German Empire. This technology is been around. It's utilized overseas because overseas they don't have any of the environmental problems,
right,
you know, that we put, the EPA puts on us in the United States. However, our product has very little emissions, little to no emissions. There's no particulate matter in the finished product. So there's no NOx and there's no SOx. And therefore, we blend that with regular diesel jet fuel to make it more efficient.
My guest today has been Patrick Six. He's the CEO and founder of Greenway Technologies. They trade on the OTCQB, ticker symbol GWTI. Let me ask you this. What are you guys currently doing to market this technology?
We are, we just finished this last week having an operational activation of our first 125 barrel a day commercial G reformer, the combustion chamber part, to prove to the world that our technology actually can be scaled up. Everybody was concerned because our lab is working so well, but they said, okay, can you scale it up to commercialability? Yes, we can. And we just proved that last week. We put a news release out Wednesday morning, last Wednesday.
Yeah, March 7th.
And, yeah, and showed actually the G reformer in at the manufacturing facility where we did the operational activation.
Well, let me ask you this. I mean, I look back on your balance sheet and your revenues, which is very, very sparse. When do you think that this will come to fruition? We'll actually start bringing revenues on the balance sheet in 2018?
Yeah, we are pre-rev. We are a pre-rev company. And we are looking at creating or should have a unit, what we call our 125 barrel a day commercial unit, prior to the end of this year. We will have, we're in the process now of designing and manufacturing the Fischer Tropsch unit, which is the second part of the two-part system. We have the front end, which is our G reformer, which is what we tested or what we put in activation last week, and then we'll add the Fischer Tropsch to it. And when we do that, we'll have the unit.
Patrick, let me ask you this while I still got you on the line here. How big is this market space? When you guys get up and going, start producing, how big can this be?
Well, let me just say this. There's a man by the name of Sharif Suki, and he's known as the guru of natural gas. And on the Jim Cramer Mad Money show,
yep,
a couple of months ago, he said that the natural gas market in this country needs $150 billion infrastructure to build so that natural gas can get to the market. Now, let this wash over you. If we can bring natural gas to the consumer in 125 barrel a day units, and add those units up, if you needed 500 barrels, you'd have four 125 units, then let your imagination run. $150 billion, and this is from the guru of natural gas. We can step in and take a little bit of that market. And a little bit of that market makes a great company.
Well, Patrick, I want to thank you for coming on the show. In closing here, is there anything that we didn't get a chance to touch upon that you would like to illustrate to the listeners?
We're just excited about the future. We have the potential, in addition to making fuel, we create two other products that would be pretty interesting, I think, to your listeners. One is pure water, potable water, and two is electricity.
Wow.
So we not only make fuel, but we create water and electricity from the same process.
That's incredible. That's incredible. Well, I want to thank you for coming on the show. I'm interested in your company. I wanted to bring it to the forefront of my listeners. I think they'll be interested in it. It was a pleasure to have you on the show. Please come back in about 45, 50 days and give us all an update.
We would love to do that. Thank you so much. And we appreciate your interest. And we just wish everybody that's listening a great week. Be blessed.
This program is entirely sponsored and produced by Uptick Newswire, LLC, which is responsible for the content. The opinions and information provided on this program are those of the guests and those of the respective companies they represent, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff or management of Uptick Newswire. Uptick Newswire encourages all listeners of this program to do their due diligence and research when determining investment strategies that will work for them, or to seek the assistance of an investment professional. The guests of this program may have paid for its distribution and are not directly affiliated with Uptick Newswire or this station.